Today's shir in Mishnah Brura Yomi is Daf Tzadi Zayin Omer Aleph, the second volume of the Dir Shur Mishnah Brura, and we are in the middle of Simen Kuf Tzadi Gimel, the very top with the Ramah, where we have been discussing the halachos of Zimun. And the Ramah says, in yesterday's shir we were talking about when you can break up. If you have six people, then you can break up into two groups of three. If you have 20 people, you can break up into two groups of 10. But you're not allowed to break up from a larger group until you reach 20, because then one of the groups won't have 10 people. You won't be able to say Nevarech Elokeinu. Likewise, if you have four or five people, you can't break up into two groups, because those people that will be broken up into the group with one or two will not be able to bench Bezimun. So on this, the Ramah adds, Hagah, the Oz Yecholim Lecholik Im Yirtzu. If you have six or more people, you can break up into groups of three plus. The other group will have three plus also. That's perfectly fine. Or even three and three if it's exactly six. And likewise, if it's 20, you're allowed to do that. As we'll see, however, you may not be mechuyev to, and there's a whole discussion that Mr. Brewer will have in a moment as to whether it's preferable not to break up. The Ramah then adds, V'nira li du'adim b'shisha einon mechuyavim l'cholik. He says, with 20, you're not obligated to break up into two groups of 10. We'll see in a moment why you might think that you should be. And likewise, he says, the same din applies. With 6, you're not obligated to break up into two groups of 3. Rakim Yirtzu Nechlokim, but if you wish to, you are allowed to do this. Now, what's the issue over here? So the Mishnah Brura in Sivkot Yud explains, Yecholim Lecholik, it means Asar Lekan, Asar Lekan. If you have 20 people, you can break up into two groups of 10. V'nimsa Shekulam Zimnu B'Shem, and each of the groups will be able to say the Shem of Hashem, Nevarach Elokeinu, Shechalnu Mishalo, when they go and bench Bezimun. And Dir Shifut number 10 brings down, when you do break up into two groups, so he brings down from the Birchas Habayis that you should be careful in each group not to hear the other group. Because once you hear the other group, so then you're obligated to answer them, and that ruins it. Now, if, let's say, two of the people in your group of 10 heard the other group being Mizamin, they have to answer, Baruch Elokeinu Shechalnu Mishalo. All of a sudden, you now have 12 people in one group and only 8 left that haven't been Yotze, and you won't be able to say the Shem Hashem. He also points out, the same thing applies, he says, when you're in six people and you're dividing up into two groups of three, one should as well try to be careful. He brings down from Chaim Kanievsky, Sha'acherim, Shebedaitim, Lishar, Lo Yanu, Baruch Shulchanu. When you have three people listening and three people that are sitting and still eating, so the three people that are still eating should not answer Baruch Shulchanu Mishalo. They should wait to have their own Zimun, and this way there won't be a problem. They've already been Yotze with the Zimun. Now, Sivkot Yudalef, the Mishnah Brura says they're not obligated to break up. Hainu, the law, Marina, we don't say that it would, we might have thought, Tov Yosel is Chalik, Kedei L'Arbos B'Brochos. You might have said, if you have a group of six people, instead of just saying once, Rabo Sayin of Arech, and praising HaKosh Baruch Hu, it's better to praise him twice, and have this group of three praise him, and then this group of three praise him. So he says, Ayin in the Daki Moshe Shadaito, the Adarab. In fact, the Daki Moshe, the Ramah, says the exact opposite. Shemitzvah min Amucho Shalol Ischalik. He says there's a better idea here that you should stay all six together, unless there's extenuating circumstances, as we'll see, and you have to break up. But Lechatchila, if you'd ask a Shaila, better have all six bench together, because of the principle Berov Am Hadras Melech. And this is true Ben Esrim, Ben Beshisha. This is true whether you have 20 people to break up into two groups of 10, or six people to break up into two groups of 3. Mishum Berov Am Hadras Melech, the Darki Moshe says it's preferable to have everybody benched together. He says, Rak the Medina ain't so bedavi mischalku, but if they have to, for whatever the reason, it's not also for them to break up, but certainly not preferable. However, he then brings down the Yesh Cholkim, which is really the Taz. The Yesh Cholkim al Zeh, there are those that disagree with the Ramah over here, the Darki Moshe, Usrilu, and they hold no. Each group of three people is also called Berov Am. Six is not necessarily better than three. 20 is not necessarily better than 10. And he says, "V'gam niskay mitzvah bircha zimun b'chol chavachad." And you haven't lost anything. Each group is going to say the bircha zimun, and therefore lahachi shkulim heim. They're all considered the same. The three people is the same as six people. V'yochalasus kmo sheyirtze afilu l'chachila. And the Taz paskins, if you wish to, you don't even have to have a good reason. If it's just for whatever the reason you prefer to, you can break the six into two groups of three l'chachila. There is no preference, like the Darki Moshe suggested, to bench with six rather than two groups of three. Dishah foot number 11 brings down from the Taz. She says, Shezimun bi'asori nechshav yosef berovam. 10 is definitely considered better than 3. V'lochein, kishemizamim bishlosha nechshav rak lemiktsas berovam. So while it's called berovam with 3, it's not the same as berovam with 10. However, he says, Vadai kishyesh rak shlosha noshim nechshav shazimun hu berovam. But if you're only dealing with 3 in the first place, so then that 3 is called berovam. and he brings a raya to this in terms of kiddush levana, then you can also do it with three people. That's called berov am. And he brings down the chayyadim shaf shlosh anishim nechshavim berov am in that situation. It's always better to do kiddush levana berov am. So three would also qualify for berov am. He says in regards to all birchas mitzvahs, even two is called berov am. That it's better for one person to say it and the other person to be yotze if that doesn't involve any other problems. And therefore, berov am is going to be relative. And he says, therefore, when you have six and three verses, and three and three versus the six, it's both called berov am. The issue for number 12 brings down the final psak of the Darkei Moshe, who says, Odif shelo l'chalik. The Darkei Moshe, the Ramah, certainly paskins, it is better not to break up the six into three and three, unless there is a good reason to do so. Now we continue. The Mechaber tells us, U'mitzvah lachzor achar asara. One should try to go for 10. If you're starting off with a large group of people, but not 10, you should try to get a couple of other people to include with you so you can go bench bezimun with 10 and say Nevarach Elokeinu. The Mishnah Berurah Sukkot Yud Beis explains, Kidei shiyu yicholim Nevarach Hashem, in order that you can say the Shem of Hashem, Nevarach Elokeinu. He says, look in the Achronim, which the Shaar HaSiyon says is the Oles Tomid, Usheri Knesset Gdola, and the El Yeraba in Sif Katan Yud Aleph. And he says, Da'afilum Hem Shiva, how far do you have to do this? If you started off with seven, then Mitzvah Lechazer Achar Ot Shlosha. If there are other people potentially able to be brought in, if you have seven, you should try to get 10. And he says, V'ayim B'mashik Osavnu L'El B'Sif Katan Zayin. In yesterday's Shiva, we discussed a little bit there in the Mishnah Berurah, what does it mean you should try to get other people? It means if there are other people easily available in the house over there, you should try to call them over to a bench with you. But Lav Daf, you have to go out on the street and start looking for people to invite inside. Then the Mechaber continues and he says, U'mihu imhoyu rabim mesubim yachad. You're in a large, big hall, some sort of an auditorium, a big cafeteria. And while you're all eating together, you do have the technical status of being koveya to eat together. It's very difficult to hear. And therefore, in this situation, so let each table bench by itself. But the person who's making the bar mitzvah, the person who's making the wedding, whatever the situation may be, the bala bayis over there is not going to be happy that everybody's not staying till the end or people are benching on their own. He wants everybody to bench together. So you can't go and bench 10 out loud because he'll be able to hear that. So in this situation, the Mechaber tells us you can give up the zchus of benching with 10 and saying Shem Vashem, Yecholim Lechalik Lachabur Shal Shlosha Shlosha. We'll see under what circumstances, but under some circumstances you can break up into groups of only three people, and this way you'll bench Bezimun, Ulavarak Benachas, you can bench very quietly, Kidei Shal Yishma Balabais. The Balabais won't hear you, and he won't be makbid. And in this fashion, it would be okay to give up the blessing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bezimun of 10 to go do a Zimun of 3. And he says, this is much better to do it with three. At all. This is much better than not benching Zimun at all, every person benching by themselves. Because the reasoning over here that we allow you to do this is because you can't hear when all the people are together. It's too big a room and you won't be able to hear the person. As we'll see later in the Shia today, you have to hear what the person is saying. Otherwise, you may not be Yotzi the Zimun. So here, you can't do it with the entire room. You can't do it with 10 because the Bala Bais is going to be Makbid. So he says, better to do it with three in this situation. Now, there are a number of Mishnah Berurahs that add very important details. So, Sif Katan Yud Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, you won't be able to hear the Birchas HaMazon. Dim hayu cholim lishmo birchas zimun mipi abezamin. If you are able to hear the zimun from the person in this large auditorium, so then, after the whole Birchas HaMazon, eni cholim lishmo mirachu. You won't be able to hear the entire benching. That's already too hard. However, you would be able to hear the zimun, then he would suggest, then don't take advantage of this kula over here, and better to hear the zimun for the entire auditorium, even though you won't be able to hear the entire benching. What should you do? At least listen to the zimun from the person who's leading the benching, and then everybody will say their own benching, which we do anyway, as we've already learned in yesterday's shir, as we've learned in previous shirim as well, in kuf pei gimel. Now the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Dalet says that you shouldn't break up into a single table of 10 people. If you could do that, there's enough of the area over here that the 10 people close up together that the Bala Bais won't be makpid. It won't make a big rash over here. It won't make a big to-do. So then, you're not allowed to break up into 3. You have to break up into 10. So you do get the benefit of saying the benching with the Zimum of 10 and saying Nevarach Elokeinu instead of just the regular Zimun. Siv Katan Tesvav, the Mishnah Berurah says, you're not able to say it out loud, that's why you can break up into a group of three. You can't do it because then the Bala Bais will be makbid. If the Baal HaBayis is going to be makbid, but Mesh also Chabur Siatzman, he's unhappy. He made this beautiful wedding, this beautiful mitzvah, this beautiful dinner, and everybody's benching on their own. So he's not going to be happy. And you don't want to insult him. You don't want to make him unhappy. And likewise, the same din applies that you're allowed to do this, benching quietly by yourself with three people if you're rushing off to do a dvar mitzvah. And you can't wait for whatever the reason. For example, the mitzvah will no longer be able to be done. You have to go deliver packages of Tomchei Shabbos. And if you don't do it now, then the poor people won't get their packages. In this situation, you're also allowed to go and divide up into small groups of three people. Can cause of the Magen Avraham. This is the opinion of the Magen Avraham. However, the Chayei Adam megamgim b'zeh. The Chayei Adam disagrees. Uposik da'ko ponim kishalo nisharu asar b'yolodom bevade also lotzei safilu dvar mitzvah. And he says, if 10 people are together, and if you leave and go bench by your three, you're going to lose the zimun of 10. You're certainly not allowed to do it, even though you're going to do a dvar mitzvah. However, mikomakum mitzvah d'araisa, if this is a mitzvah d'araisa, maybe efshoi deishal hakol b'chol gavne, maybe you can be mekel to break up, and you'll do the mitzvah d'araisa at the expense of not saying the shame of Hashem over here, then maybe it's okay, he says, I ain't a prima godem for a further discussion of this. The issue footnote number 13 brings down that it's mashma from these words over here, shadafka mala zimun b'shem, rashoi l'hafsid machmas tzorich mitzvah. It's only the giving up of the shame of Hashem for the 10 and going to three that you're allowed to do this l'shem mitzvah. But for the three not to bench b'zimun and one person to go and bench by himself, l'shem mitzvah, he says that's not correct. Because in this way, you're mavata legamri mitzvah zimun, and you were higher than that, and you're not allowed to do this. This is the opinion of the Tiferes Shmuel on the Rosh as well. And this is all the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan. However, on the other hand, you have the Sefer Yosef Ometz, who writes, Shemi shenimtza besudas gedolim shemarichem emma'od. If somebody's at a big meal and they're taking forever, and it's difficult for him to stay till the end, either because he's wasting his time, or he has a mitzvah to do, or he has to get up early to daven, or make parnas, etc., whatever it may be, and he can't wait, he writes, Mutalo Levarch below Zimun Lotzis. He can bench by himself and leave, and he says, I have done this myself at various times when it's been necessary. However, if you don't have to do this, it's much better to bench by Zimun, and certainly that would be the preferred way. One should take advantage of this only if it's really Letzorach Mitzvah or some other pressing need. And that's also what's echoed in Tishah footnote number 14. He says, if there's an onus, extenuating circumstances, or a significant loss of money, hefsed mamon, so then, rashai ligmor sudas ulufnei achem, you can finish ahead of the other people, and not even bench bezimun, but that is not possible. Mr. Bruce of Kanyud Zayin writes, Avol amayuchol lishmo b'chazimun, lo yorshol l'cholik. If you are able to hear the b'chazimun, then don't break up over here. That's not right to do so. Ulchinal besif kanyud gimel as we've already mentioned in Sivkot Yud Gimel. The issue foot number 15 brings down, Sheshmias Birchas HaZimun Mipi HaMavarech Hili Yekuva. You have to hear the Zimun in order to be Yotze. However, B'diyevet, the Mishnah Berurah says, Im lo shama diri hamazamer sha'oma hamazamer sha'oma nevorech. However, you heard the people answering, Baruch Shachal Mishalo, so then you're allowed to answer them as well. And the Shon Halacha says even further that you can do this, that's not a problem. However, Chaim Kanievsky is left with a Tzor and Ian as to whether you can or cannot do this. He brings down further that Hagon Rav Fisher brings down Shevavade Ein Yotzim Bofazen. You can't rely upon this. Vaf Hachmir Biyosim. He said, and furthermore, he was Machmir Shafilum Shom Es Kolam Ezamein. Imeno Shemeh Bebir Es Dvar Lo Yotzi Dezimun. If you heard him, but you heard him just in the distance and you didn't hear him say specifically the words, you can't be Yotzi with that in answer. Mishnah Berurah continues in Rayas, V'achronim Chokum Azeh. This is a big machlokus in the Achronim, whether you're allowed to separate or not, if you can hear it. Mishum Dinhi, Dekai Malon, B'sim Kuf Pegim, Odeidin Mavarachim Kolecha, Me'am Asud Mekol Be'achasim Azim Malachash. Because nowadays, everybody benches themselves anyway. Mikol Mokum Tzrichim Mishmo Heitev Gam L'Divri HaMavarach. You have to hear every word that the Mavarach says. V'lom Rimo Be'lachash Komila B'mila, and say every word along with him. V'lanos Amin Akol Bracha Racha, and answer Amin to each of his brachas. And therefore, V'al Koponim Ad Hazone Sakol, therefore, through the Zimun, including the entire first brach of Hazonas HaKol, Bevadai, you definitely, to be able to say all the poskim, Tzrichim, Lahazin, Gam, Ledivya, Mavarach. The person who's benching the Zimun should say the entire first bracha out loud, something that many people don't know. The Ad Sham will be a Chazazimun, because this is the opinion of many, that that's the brach of Zimun, is not only the Rabbosai Nevarach at the beginning, but includes all the way until Hazonas HaKol, as we'll learn in Simin Reish, in the Ramah over there in the Haggah. V'im kein, and therefore, af im yicholun lishmoa b'rcha zimun mipim avarech, even though you can hear the b'rcha zimun, kol she'in yicholun lishmoa mila b'mila mipim avarech, ad hazonas hakol, if you can't hear the entire first bracha, mutav lem licholik shlosha shlosha, then you should break up into groups of three, ulevarech below shem, even though you're giving up the saying of Hashem, nevarech alokeinu, mimash lo yetzu klai, dechov zimun medina, because if you don't hear it, you're not yotzi anyway, so you're not giving up anything. Then he brings down Kosu Achronim, Hechashesh Mesiba Gedol. If you're in a large auditorium in a big dinner, Yeshitain Levarech Birchas Hazim Lamisha Kolu Chosok, Kadesh Shishmu Kola Mesubin. Brings down this in the name of the Mogen of Ram. When you're giving somebody the bench, make sure he has a powerful voice so everybody will be able to hear him, and this gets around a lot of the problems. The Chanal, as we've already explained. The issue footnote number 17 brings a very common question. What about using a microphone at these large seudos? So he brings down from Rabbi Yashiv and Rav Fisher, She'ein lezami ba'ofenzeh. You should not use a microphone because then you're not really hearing the voice. You're hearing the electronically magnified sound, but you're not hearing the voice of the person. However, Rav Ozner Zatzal Neshevet Alevi says, no, you can be makel in this situation because the din of zimun is to invite everybody together. Not that they badavka have to hear you say the words, but it's to invite everybody to now bench together. And therefore, you can accomplish this the Ramco with the microphone system as well. However, he agrees, if you can manage this without the Ramco, better to do so. He then brings down Rav Moshe, who says, I am makel in certain situations by Dina de Rabbanan, by Megillah and Havdalah maybe, but I wouldn't be makel over here by Birchas HaMazon to use a Ramco, use a microphone. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber says, "Afilu lohukbu mitchila kulam liachol yachad." Even if the people didn't originally intend to eat together, elosh hashnayim kavu viachad kach boshlishi v'kavimo. And two people sat down together initially, and then a third person joined them. Or osh echad kavat tchila. One person started off initially viachad kach kavu shnayimimo. Then two people came to him. Einon rashayim lecholik. They can't break up. They now have a zimun. Why? Kivin shayim kavuim yachad, because they're now together. Bigmar ha'achila at the conclusion of the meal, and therefore they shouldn't break up. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Yudches writes, Kviyos, this establishment of the meal together, Nikra, is called Kishiyoshim Ochlan Ashulchan Echad, when they're sitting at the same table. Or B'mapachas, on the same tablecloth. Afilu Kolechad Ochlan Mikakar, even though they all have their own food. The issue footnote number 18 brings down, therefore, Shlosh Ashiyoshim B'molon and B'misada, Ashulchan Echad, a few people eating in a hotel together, in a restaurant together, Afilu Shlosh Kadmon Lecho Yachad, they weren't planning on eating together, they just happened to join there together, so then the table joins them and they bench B'zimun. However, if they turn away from each other, i.e. they don't want to, they should demonstrate that they don't want to be mitzarev together, then the Das Torah says, she'ein mitzarev l'zimun. Then they aren't included automatically together, the bench b'zimun. Back to the Mishmur, he says that this din has been discussed in Simon Kuf Samach Zayin, Sif Yud Aleph. Then he says, also look over there, in Sif Yud Aleph, in the Bir Agra, the Daito Shom, the Vilna Gon holds, the Bal HaBayis in Bnei Beit, so the Bal HaBayis, the father, with all of his family, Sheyashu Lechol, they all sit down together, that by definition have a kvius, that is called the kvius, even if they're not eating at the same table, that is called a kvius. The issue of footnote 19 goes into great detail, what about these large weddings, where everybody's sitting at separate tables, so it brings down many opinions that suggest that they certainly can be all mitzarev to bench together, because their intention really is to all have a kvius with the chosin and the kalam. As opposed to people reading in a restaurant or in a hotel, where you have different families at different tables, they don't automatically assume that they want to be mitzarev together, because there's no connection between them, as opposed to with the chasana, where there is this connection between them all to the chasana and the kala. Rav Yashiv brings down further, even if they're all maybe singing zemiras together, like they may do in a hotel, that doesn't necessarily combine them. However, if they wish to be mezamen together, they can. He then has a whole discussion about boys in a yeshiva, are they mitzarev or not? So there are many details in this, whether they intend to be together, they don't intend to be together. On Shabbos, it may be different than a weekday. I ain't showing the rest of the footnote for these details. Mr. Bruce of Kotnyutes says that Chol Alayu Chova Zimun, when you eat the meal together, you conclude the meal together, that also establishes the Zimun at the Gemara Chila. Because the bottom line is they ended together. You see from here, if they didn't conclude the meal together, for example, two people were sitting there together, somebody joined them, after the two already started to eat, then they finished not at the same time, so then also Shagamu Mikodim, those, let's say the two that started earlier, they finished early, even though the other guy joined them in the middle, Rashayin Levarach B'Meyatzim. There is no automatic requirement for them to bench B'Zimun, because you need at least the beginning or the end to be together, and here only the middle was together, and therefore they don't necessarily have the bench B'Zimun. However, if they did wait for the other person after they were done eating, and they didn't bench, even though they didn't finish at the same time, but they waited till he finished, then then you do have to bench together with Zimun. They're not allowed to separate, even though they didn't end at the same time, because we consider them as ending at the same time. Because they brought something else, you would have eaten from it. Therefore, it's considered, we consider them as having finished at the same time. And therefore, this will be discussed in Simon Kuf Tzadi Zayin. Now, we have a little bit more of the Mechaber to continue, but Amir Tzashem will pick this up tomorrow. That concludes today's share.